So, welcome to Rebuilding Business, a series of interviews with outstanding entrepreneurs and experienced leaders who are absolute trailblazers in their field. Our intention of this experience over the 5 bite-sized interviews is to give you some fantastic ideas about how you might rebuild your business or make sure your business is more sustainable, or maybe get some real nuggets of leadership about how you can improve your leadership and your team. We are on day 5 of our week at the moment with serial entrepreneur Kevin Gaskill, who is renowned for building iconic brands such as Lamborghini, Porsche and BMW, and bringing world-breaking results. He's also founded and created businesses in most sectors, delivering exceptional performance with businesses that have got between 7 staff and 7,000, and creating over £3 billion worth of shareholder value. So today, I'm pleased to say, Kevin, conveniently it's the name of your book, we're going to talk about inspired leadership. Can you first of all tell us about that motivation for the book and some of the critical lessons in it?
Yeah, the motivation came from a lot of audience members who would ask me if I could write down for them what I'd just spoken about on stage for an hour, or from CEOs who I work with who say, okay, Kev, we get that, but have you got something I can go away and read and think about? And so I tried to take 25 years of business experience. I mean, I've been a CEO for 25 years, and turn that into 250 pages of a book. And so it's structured, because I believe that people find it easier to follow if it's a structure. So I break the book down into 3 parts, which is commit, connect, and create. So the commit piece is, are we going to do something that's extraordinary? What is our vision of success for this enterprise? And whether that's a business or a charity or a team, it doesn't matter. What is our vision of success? And then the second piece is connect. How do we engage people in this? How do we make sure everybody understands where we're going and how they play a part in it so that we can make it happen in reality? The third piece is create. I call it creating magic. You know, there's nothing more fun than being successful. So when the business is running and the culture is such that we enjoy coming to work in the morning or we enjoy working as a team, that to me is success. And that's when it really takes off. And that culture takes you to a whole new level. That's how the book is structured.
And I love it. And obviously, we've talked about these 3 critical areas over the last week. But it is a very inspirational tome. It tells us some of the mistakes. It tells us a lot of the successes and how you engage people. But I was slightly concerned when I read it, because I thought, gosh, we're going to create hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs, because all they've got to do is read this book. It tells you step by step what you need to do. But it can't be that simple, can it?
Well, I think the phrase is, it's simple, but it's not easy. So, you know, if you've got an idea that you believe there is a market for, if we're building a business, that if there's a market, people want to buy this product or service, well, then commit yourself to delivering that. Commit yourself to being the best you can possibly be. Build your plan, connect, and then create the fun, the team of doing it. In itself, it is simple. It's not easy, because there are all kinds of hurdles that will come in your way as you're going forward. But what I've tried to do in the book is describe, you just said it, you know, the times that it goes wrong. I get it right every time. And you learn so much from when it goes wrong that it's a great opportunity to reset and go again. So all of that is in the book.
Actually, that's one of the challenges, I think, of leadership. Some people fear failure so much that they don't really try. They don't necessarily take themselves out of the comfort zone. And I'm not sure, I think it was J.K. Rowling who was citing somebody else who said, he who has never failed has never achieved anything much. How can we get over that barrier that says failure is one of the worst things that can happen to you in life?
Well, you see, this is where it comes back to leadership. And what I call an inspiring leader is somebody who is able to share that belief with their team, who is able to say, look, we will try this. We will organize ourselves. We will resource it properly. We will try it. You know what? If it doesn't work, then let's just take a step back and let's use that as a learning experience. It's down to leadership. I mean, some of that is self-leadership. If you're a one-woman or a one-man company, it's self-leadership, and you will try something and it doesn't work. It's about saying, well, what have I learned from that? What went right and what went wrong? Because even though it didn't take me where I wanted to go, some things worked. This piece didn't. Okay, what should we do differently? And it is a case of saying that learning is part of succeeding and failing. You know, kids learn to walk. They don't just stand up and walk. They fall over, but they get up again. Fall over, yeah. Get up again. As they say, fall over 7 times, get up 8, go again.
I think what's really critical is having that passion, absolute commitment and belief in what you do, isn't it? I think if you go into to running a business and it's all about, you know, I don't care what I sell or what I make or what I do, as long as it makes money, that's when people smell that inauthenticity. And that's the thing that I think can kill a business quite quickly. If you don't believe in it truly wholeheartedly that this makes a positive difference, then actually neither will other people. Is that your experience too?
Absolutely right. I always say, don't talk to me about the money. I mean, I do despair. I speak at a lot of conferences around the world, and I despair because the running order is typically CEO stands up and talks about the future of the business. Then he puts the finance director on, who shows 25 charts, and the audience glaze over, and he's talking about incremental improvements in cash flow or asset management or whatever it is. And then they say to me, Kev, go out there and motivate them. It's like, guys, it starts at the beginning. Don't talk about the numbers. You know, it's like football. Goals are the score. They're not the game. The game is much bigger. And I say in business, let's focus on getting better, and then bigger will come. But let's get better. If we are the best in our field, then the financial results will come. But focus on getting better.
And actually, you've seen that in Liverpool this year, haven't you, with Jurgen Klopp? He didn't rock it in and just buy a load of players and go, right, I've got the best players in the world, now we're going to win. That's taken some significant time for him to get to where he's got to with Liverpool. I know I shouldn't be talking about Liverpool to you, but it has been that aspiration, that getting people to aspire to be better, to do better, to make a difference is absolutely crucial.
Yeah, look, I'm a Leeds supporter, so I've had a good season as well. So I'm perfectly happy. But I watch Jurgen Klopp and I think the guy is an inspiring leader. That's what he is. Because his passion just overflows. His trust in his people overflows. His communication overflows. And you know, the examples, I read the stories about him taking journalists into the training ground, introducing them to the cook and saying, look, this is the lady who prepares our food. This is the important person. And I used to find it quite odd when I was at Porsche and I would introduce our customers to somebody who cleaned the car or somebody who was doing a task that they considered or had previously been considered menial. But those people doing that task are creating the experience of Porsche. They're all important. And so it's that passion which focused together against a plan will create the success.
Now, you've climbed some of the world's highest mountains, and I when you think about getting into flow and really getting that sense of delivery in an achievement, you would have thought with many people they would climb mountains, go, that was horrendous, I had frostbite, I got ill, you know, I had mountain sickness. They'd go home and maybe think, do you know what, next summer I'm going to sit on the beach and drink mojitos. But actually it is finding that connection, isn't it, that enables you to drive beyond your comfort zone. Can you just tell us a little bit about some of your expeditions and experience of those uncomfortable places and how you push through them?
Well, I mean, the latest one is the row. You know, 2 years ago, we pulled a team of 5 guys together and we decided, arrogantly, we decided we would like to break the world record for rowing across the Atlantic. How many of us had ever rowed before? None. How many of us had crossed the Atlantic? None. But we believed we could do this. And we applied the lessons we'd taken from business to the row project. It was about the commitment. Are we really going to do this? Because you don't want to set out to cross 100 million square miles of ocean unless you're pretty sure you're going to do it. It was the connect, which was the training, the planning, the organization, the structure. You know, the day before we set off to sea, our checklist on the boat, the boat was a 20-foot plastic rowing boat. Our checklist was 413 items. So there's a huge plan behind it. And then the create piece was, we said we will start as friends, we will end as friends, whatever happens. Now, on our first night, we got hit by a storm. It hammered us. It broke two of our carbon fiber oars, which are supposed to be indestructible. Well, they broke. Halfway across the ocean, we got caught in another storm, turned the boat upside down. We were all in the water, 1,500 miles from shore. We got the boat back up. We got back in the boat. What do you do? Do you get stressed? No, we sat and laughed about it. We laughed. It was a belly laugh. It was so funny because we were so scared. You push through those minutes. And then as you look back on it, you think, listen, if I got through that, I can get through anything. And so it's the same in business. We go through tough times. I have run businesses where people have told me, your business is dead. So, you know, we're a long way from dead. And one of those companies that people had told me for 2 years was dead, we've just raised £50 million of investment, and we are growing this year at 100%. It is push through the problem. Maintain your belief. Keep going.
But now maybe it's an easy statement to say. Maybe it's not when you think about actually some of the real pain, the emotional pain, the psychological pain when you are so far away from shore. But actually, how do you develop that kind of resilience, Kevin? For those people who are going, I'm not sure I would be able to tough that out. How do you get it?
Well, I think you work up to it. You know, I've been climbing mountains since I was a teenager. So you work up to it and, you know, you do tell yourself. People say to me, aren't you frightened of falling off the mountain at 5,000 feet? And I say, listen, once you're above 30 feet, it doesn't make any difference. You're dead anyway. So whether you're at 35 feet or 5,035 feet, makes no difference at all. It is a case of preparing yourself. Of mental resilience is partly about self-belief. It's partly about using tools to say, let's just calm down here, analyze the situation, understand how we go forwards. And, you know, there are people out there who will help you to develop your resilience. I think it comes from exposing yourself to these challenges, piece by piece by piece. Would I have set out to row an ocean when I was 15? No. But do I do it now? Yes. And will I do it again next time on my own? I'd like to think I will. But I wouldn't have done that without doing it with a team first. So it is... expose yourself and learn. Just be afraid. Don't be afraid.
It's that eat the elephant one chunk at a time, isn't it? Like you say, you know, you see that mountain, you see that ocean, you think, okay, I can row for 15 more minutes and another 15 minutes and another 15 minutes. Yeah, well, and just build slowly.
I've been to Everest twice. I've never got to the top, but I remember the great coaching I was given by the local guide who's helping me, who said, Bastari, Bastari, which means slow, slow. And he said, pull your baseball cap down. Look 2 meters ahead. Don't look up there because you'll frighten yourself. 2 meters ahead. Walk 2 meters, another 2 meters, another 2 meters. And before you know it, you know, you walk 2,000 meters. And it is, that is the same in business. Just don't, we know where we're going. We're going to the top of the mountain. But let's deal with this and let's deal with that and let's deal with that.
Yeah, one step at a time. I'd like to finish up our interview, if that's okay, just thinking about going back to younger people in business who may well, or younger people who'd like to get into business, who might feel slightly disillusioned and think that there's not going to be any help for them at the moment. The government is promising more money for so many groups at the moment. What do you think the government needs to do to help young entrepreneurs to grow and develop?
Well, I think it's a coordinated effort. I think it is about recognizing it as an area for investment, but it doesn't need to be a huge amount of investment. It's about recognizing as an area for development. Actually helping, you know, the school leavers who don't go on to university, that, you know, people talk about 50% of university. Okay, maybe that, I don't actually think that's a great thing. I think some people are gifted in one area, others are gifted in others. If your gift is in technology or your gift is in some different form of labor, then let us help you to utilize that gift. Begin your own business. Let us help you with support, with coaching, with resource centers, with somewhere to go to give you small amounts of advice. And this is what we've built in South Africa. I'd like to bring that to the UK. I'd like to bring that and replicate. I said a couple of episodes ago, we have trained 8,000 entrepreneurs. They have created 5,000 businesses. I'd love to do that in the UK.
And so what do you need? What do you need to make that happen?
I need the government to recognize it as an area of opportunity. I need schools to recognize it as an area of opportunity. I need the press. I need people to talk about this and get excited about it. And for me, I'd love somebody to help me to create the roadshow, to get out there, to go and meet young people and say, look, here's an opportunity. Let us create with you a business that you could be successful at. And I would target areas where, you know, it's underprivileged, where people don't currently have the belief they can do it. Well, we can provide that belief.
So how do people get in touch with you, Kevin, if you're happy for people to get in touch with you to talk about making this happen?
Yeah, straight through my website. There's a contact form, kevin@kevingaskell.com. Website is kevingaskell.com. Just drop me a note. I respond to everything, and I'd be delighted to help people. I've helped a lot of students already. I've spoken at schools and universities and helped people to go and create their own dream. And I'd be delighted to speak to people.
And can you just wrap up before we finish off this series? It's been a brilliant week, and thank you so much for giving up so much of your time to make this happen. A few final words of encouragement to owners and leaders who might be struggling at the moment.
You know, I've led businesses through times of crisis, and I've had the world tell me I would fail. I had national newspapers. We were on the front page. National newspaper when I was at Porsche saying this business is finished. Well, look at it now. It's patently not finished. So the more stones they throw at you, the more you ignore them. Believe in yourself. Create a vision of success for you, for your business, for your entity, for your team, and then pursue it. Go after it. Don't let anybody tell you you can't. I've been told all my life that's impossible. This is impossible. Setting a world record rowing the Atlantic, you're crazy. Guess what? We did.
Brilliant. Absolutely fantastic. Kevin, thank you so much. And I just want to say to everybody, we look forward at Morgan James Consulting to bringing more experts and more entrepreneurs from our networks to help you to be the leader that you really want to be to build sustainable and profitable businesses. Please do get in touch with Kevin if you'd like to help him to bring the Angel South Africa program to an Angels UK version of it. If you'd like to have a little bit of help from us to find out more about our executive coaching or our leadership management programs, please follow us at www.morganjamesconsulting.co.uk. You can find out all about strategic leaders and step into management and what we do with coaching there. We would love to work with you, whatever you are or wherever you are on your leadership journey. It's important to remember that there is always room at the top. And just a final out, a quote that I would like to share with you, whether you're a leader at the moment or you'd like to be an entrepreneur or whether you're looking for a new opportunity. Do not worry about what the world needs, because the world needs people who've come alive. So just find out what makes you come alive. Thanks, guys. Thank you, Kevin. Look forward to seeing you soon, probably on Zoom, because you're not going to drive 4 hours up the motorway to come and see me anymore, are you?
Not anymore. Great to see you. Thanks for the invitation, Lily.